Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. I'm excited about today's topic because it's something we actually get asked a lot because we've shared a little bit about it on family teams and some other places, and that's the concept of sibling one-on-ones. A lot of us in our marriages, we believe in going on dates as spouses. A lot of us don't, though, cultivate a spirit or a home where the siblings go on dates, if you want to call it, or one-on-ones or hangout times or activities or adventures, but it's deeply, deeply pivotal to a family team culture. And so, Jeremy, I want to hear, how do you coach siblings to have good one-on-ones with each other, and how do you guys do that?
Yeah, so this is a really important thing, and a lot of times we don't really think about how much we get to curate that relationship between siblings while they're in our house. And it takes some strategy, takes some intentionality, but it's really not that difficult to use a tool like this. And that would be to actually schedule one-on-ones between siblings. This is something in our house that we have. Each child has a one-on-one twice a week. One's on Saturday, one's on Sunday. And so sometimes those are with me and April, but oftentimes they're scheduled with another sibling. And so a few things that we've told them is make it special. We have a deep conversation, ask each other good questions. We've given them a few questions to ask, you know, like really talk about what's on your heart, what's on your mind, how are your relationships? And so we have a set of different questions we want. We really want there to be a heart connection during that conversation. So actually making sure that you're in an undistracted place, you're experiencing something kind of special. Oftentimes that can be as simple. One of the things we did for a while was we would ask the kids, what's kind of your favorite, you know, drink? We'd go, you know, there's that aisle in the grocery store where it has all those kind of really cool drinks, little glass bottles and stuff like that. Yeah, we would say, okay, this is the drink that you're gonna have during your one-on-ones. It's special. It's only for that time. And so it sort of like creates almost a little coffee shop, you know, between them and a sibling. They sit down, have their drink, causes them to have a pace to the conversation. So they're taking a drink. How are you doing? Some of the times they go for a walk. Now that our kids are getting a little bit older, our older kids that can drive are actually taking their siblings out on more like, you know, dates. They go ice cream, grab coffee, go out to lunch, you know, go for a little outing, head to the park, something like that. But yeah, I would say those are the elements of really coaching your siblings. Make sure that, you know, it's scheduled. Make sure that there's something special and protected about the time. Maybe having some kind of signal that we're having a slow-paced conversation, and then a few questions like, what's on your mind? Talk about your relationships. You know, like you can talk through your highs and lows. You know, try to really understand and listen to one another. And so this a lot of times siblings, they live with each other, they rub each other the wrong way a lot, and they never have a chance to really dial into each other's hearts. And so they don't have a lot of grace for each other if they're not really listening to one another and hearing like what are the hard things that are going on in your life? What are the things you're really wrestling with? And so that this is one tool. There's other tools I think that are really important for cultivating sibling relationships. But as your kids get older, and this obviously is a little bit more for kids that are probably 7, 8, 9 plus, but I would begin to really get more and more intentional with this kind of a tool. But yeah, any other thoughts on that, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't have much, so we'll just end with this. I think I'm excited to take it there because I know building those heart, like we're a family that's very much, we're a talking family. We love talking. We love going deep. We love connections. So I'm excited for that season. But right now, I feel like we're setting the stones to get there with toddlers where they're not having heart to hearts. They're, you know, they're not doing that. But I think the way you can really set them up for success a decade from now is to get them very comfortable hanging out together, quote unquote, alone. And what I mean by that is like we set our kids up to hang out together alone just for shared activity, but it's not really alone because they're supervised through like a monitor is what I'm saying. And I think just that practice, like it's really fun and cute to watch. Meaning like I go put the kids in the garage, which is kind of like our faux playroom. And there's a nest out there where I can watch them on an app in my phone, and I leave and I just kind of watch them. How are they doing? And what are they doing? Or I'll work and can listen and hear out for them. But I think constantly we put them in that situation, not so that, you know, it's mainly for just kind of the, to get to log the hours of comfortability, hanging out with each other where mom and dad are not like this main anchor or mediator always in the room. And so it's sometimes they fight, sometimes they don't, sometimes it's cute, sometimes it isn't, but that's more about logging the hours so that then I think a decade from now, they're already uber comfortable, just kind of hanging out together and doing shared activity. And so that's what I would end on of like, if you're in the toddler stage, just start setting precedents, just start setting those things so that then once it's heart level conversations, you're not kind of jumping through five hoops to try to even make them comfortable to hang out. You've already done that alone. And now it's just now teaching them how to ask questions, engage with each other and stuff like that. Hey guys, can I just ask you a quick favor? If you could just pause real quick, well, actually after I'm done with this, so it makes sense, for about 30 seconds and just rate and review this podcast. We can 10X the number of dads we help through this content if our podcast can be found by more dads. And one of the weird main things about this podcast game is that how they get ranked and how they get in front of other people essentially is because of how it gets rated and reviewed. So if you can just give a quick, honest rating and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.